Today's going to be probably a short shiur. I just wanted to buy one nekudah. And then I was wondering maybe after shiur if I could borrow like 10 guys and bring up 10 boxes for them to my office for myself. So we saw like this. We saw in the Ramban. The Ramban asks, "An ol chiyusha, ma'anyin beitzel zeh? What is gimel d'gichos? What does Sharmu would have to do with Pesach Yom Hashanah?" And the Ramban answers, "Not so clear what the question is, but the Ramban, you have to sort of figure out what the question is from the Teretz." And the Ramban answers that the gimel achilos are misalak gemara kama. Once we're misalak gemara kama, the machzik can be machzik readily. And that's why, he goes on, that's why the Gemara has Avim, you don't need a taina. Because once you're misalak gemara kama, you don't need a taina to be machzik. So, I thought the Mashmai said to him is, from the Teretz to Ramban, we see what his kasha was, that the Ramban thought that the way Chazaka works, Chazaka Mishonim, it works, it's a raya. This is the raya. The Gimel Shonim is the raya. So, Hichacha. And then he asked, where do you see that in Shor Amud? Shor Amud is not a raya. It's a raya that is going to be Menagech, Loi Shemanu Me'elam. The Teretz is, Lo'olum, it's not a Yechacha. It's not coming B'derech Yechacha. The Gimel Pa'amim, the Gimel Reyes says, they break the Cheskes Marakama. Once you break the Cheskes Marakama, so now you don't need a raya. The Marakama is gone. You're not being Maitzi from the Marakama. You're making it that there is no Marakama. So if there's no Marakama, then you don't need a Yechacha. And this is really, I think, borne out by the, as I said, I think it's borne out by the Ritva. Well, I think it's basically going through the Sugya al Derech Ramban. The Ritva preface of the Sugya that the Gemara's question, the Minayim the Chazaka Gimel Shonim, is that the Gemara is being done, is Mesupik, is the Tfis of Karka Tfis of Muchachas or not? If it's not a Tfis of Muchachas, then what did Gimel Shonim give me? And if it is a Tfis of Muchachas, then why don't I need Gimel Shonim? And Rav Asher asked, what does the Ritva want? Chorel Emes says that it's not a Tfis of Muchachas. The Ritva himself says that's why it's not like Metaltin. Metaltin can be Machzik Miyad because the Tefisa is a Yechacha. So obviously Kark is not a Tefisa Mechacha. So why make the Gemara Masufik about that? Why not learn Kibshutay that the Gemara knows, as we know, that Karka is not a Tefisa Mechacha? Like, what does Gemara want? So Rav Asher explained when the Ritva says the Gemara is Masufik because the Tefisa of Karka, Tefisa Mechacha are not, the Gemara doesn't mean that the Gemara is a Sufik, is there a Yechacha Miyad like by Metaltin. That's not on the table. The shail is the achila hechacha? Is the achila with the shtikas abayim, is it a hechacha or not? And that's the suffix gemara. If it's a hechacha, so then it's a hechacha after one time. And if it's not a hechacha, then what does three times give me? To which the gemara's answer, and the reason why the Ritva prefaces that's kilu the suffix of the gemara, is because that's actually the two stodom of the suffix that the Ritva is reading into the gemara, are the two answers in the gemara. The answer of Rava later on is that it is a hechacha. Achila is a hechacha. So if it's a hechacha, why do you need three times? Because it takes three times for him to throw away his shtar. As Rava says, and the Ritva over there explains, the Ramban and the Ritva both, that means there's a hechacha after one time. But Kozman, you're supposed to have a shtar. The lack of a shtar, undermines the hechacha. Ach v'shtar, where's your shtar? After three times, he throws away the shtar. So the reyesa goes away. So now you're zeichah with the hechacha. So Rav is going chachamim that it is a hechacha, and holchiyush is the other side of the coin that it's not a hechacha, and that's exactly that. Mamish, I think, dovetails with the Ramban that it was poshut the Ramban that gimel pomim is not a hechacha because if it's not a hechacha after one time, then it's not a hechacha after three times. The having it three times doesn't make you can't take something that's not a hechacha and do it three times and it turns into a hechacha. That certainly doesn't say in Sharmud any such concept. So if the achilu would have been a hechacha, which is what Rava says, okay, fine, and achilu could be a hechacha. But the halachiyush assumed that one time is not a hechacha. So what does Sharmud tell me? Three times becomes a hechacha, one time is not a hechacha. And that, the Ramban's teretz is, no, it's not, the nilchanami, it's not a hechacha. Like that side of the Gemara's original suffix, as the Ritva presented. Cheskes Kimushvanim is not a Hechacha. Three times is not a Hechacha. Shomu, it is not a Hechacha. But it's enough to undermine the Marakama, that the Marakama is gone. That doesn't need a Hechacha. I'm not being Maitzi from the Marakama. I'm just making the Marakama Ois Marakama. Kilo, nothing to do with me. The Marakama is Mistalik Melech. That's why the Marakama is a Havamina, that you don't need a Taina. Because it's not me being Maitzi from the Marakama with the Raya. The Marakama is Marakamanus has a half-life, it disintegrates after three times. So, last week I said, that I thought that the Ramban only makes sense if you learn that Cheskes Marakama is a Chazoka Kamaisa, like the Kuntres HaSfeikas. That it's a chazaka kamaisa. It's like a chazaka. It's not a hamaitzim mechavel. Oh, it's not a cheskes mamon, which means hamaitzim mechavel of haraya dekedin. But rather, it's a chazaka kamaisa dekedin, like the chazaka of a nega that is still in the bias, even if you turn your back on it and so on. Because if cheskes marakama is a cheskes mamon, then the rule is hamaitzim mechavel of haraya. So what did the Ramban gain? You need a hechacha to be meisi from a cheskes mamon, and three times is not a hechacha. That's the underlying. So that's the basic principle in the Ramban. That three times is not a hechacha. So if it's not a hechacha, it can't be meisi from a musuk, because that's the din of cheskes mamon. That I meisi mechavera all of haraya. You need a haraya. Haraya be'edim, like I said in the beginning of Mitzvah. Meisi mechavera all of lahavi haraya be'edim. So what's Gimel Pam going to give me? Hakachach. That Cheskes Marakama is not a Cheskes Mamon, because he's not holding on to the karka. It's not in his pocket. It's rather a Chazaka Kamaisa, since it was his yesterday, probably it's his today as well. So that's like a Cheskes. That's like a Chazaka Kamaisa. That could be undermined by three times. The whole force of a Chazaka Kamaisa is, presumably, since yesterday he was the owner, he's the owner today too. That's the idea of, presumably, since yesterday there was a nega, today there's a nega. Since yesterday she was an exegesh, probably today she's an exegesh. This kind of inertia that we presume that nothing changed. That could be a mishtan, Ali, they give him a pum. So I thought, from this Ramban, very much a siyuah to the idea that it's a chazoka kamaisa. I thought also another raya to that, because when the Gemara Rahavim, you know, maybe she needed a fourth time. Just like Bashar Mu'ud, you need a fourth time to be chayiv. So the Ramban explains that I would have thought, Ramban, the Ritva even more explicitly, that I would have thought after three times the Marakama is not a Marakama anymore. But maybe the Machzik is not yet a Muchzuk. Maybe the Ritva answer should be called Olam Glar. So that was the Havin. Maybe you need a fourth time to make him into a Muchzuk. That's very shver. If the Marakama is gone, then Darba Chadyoim is enough. What's the Havin? Why should you need a fourth year of Achilo? If you're talking this out to Marakama, they give him a bummim. Then why should you need a fourth year of achilo? Let's say let's talk about the Ritva, because the Ritva, I have like things that the Ritva said explicitly. The Ritva says, "Al derech l'Ramban." The Gemara's question is that maybe after three times the Marakam is takim istalik, but you need the fourth time because without the fourth time the machzik doesn't become a muchzuk, and therefore it's called olam gvar. So it's very shver. What do you mean? If the Marakam was takim istalik, then why should I need a whole fourth year? The Ritva himself says in a place where there's no Marakama, Darba Chadyoim is enough. So maximum, you should need 3 years in a day. I don't even think that much, but I think the day could be in the 3 years, but maximum, let's say 3 years in a day. 3 years to get rid of the Marakama, and then a day for Darba Chadyoim, but not a fourth Achilo. So what's Pshat Mugmar's having, you know, that you should need a fourth Achilo, like you need a fourth Negicho for Nezek Shalom? So Rav Nochum said, Pshat, that the Gemara's having, you know, was, the Gemara thought, that after three times, the presumption that the Ashur is a Tam is gone. But the fact that it was a Tam up till now still lingers on to prevent it from having a presumption of being a Mu'ud. So here as well, the fact that the three times is enough, that the presumption that it was the Marakamas is gone. But it lingers on enough to prevent the presumption that it's a Machzik from taking hold until there's a fourth Achila. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not true, not even by Shor Mu'ud, so that's not it, that's... Was Daicha, but that's how the Rav Nochum explained this. The Ramban, the Ritva, how they explained the Havamina of the Gemara. So again, I thought if you learn that Cheskes Marakama is a Cheskes Mamon, then and the din of a cheskes mamon is a meitzim mechayal of a raya, then chare cheskes mamon is binary. Either you're a muksuk and a meitzim mechayal of a raya, or you're not a muksuk, and we don't need a raya. What's this division that it's gone, but the ghost, like the Cheshire cat, you know, the it's gone, but the smile remains. It's little by little, it's fading away. What is that? In Cheskes mamon, it doesn't make any sense. In Chazaka Kamais, I could hear. Chazaka Kamais is a presumption. Cheskes mamon is a messias. I'm a muksuk. You want to take it out of my pocket, you have to prove it. So that's her binary. Either I'm a muksuk or I'm not a muksuk. Chazaka Kamais is a presumption, an inertia presumption. Since yesterday there was an egg, probably today is presumably the egg is still here. So that I could hear that maybe weakens, that could be not quite binary. It could be that the presumption that there's a nega is gone, but the presumption that there's not a nega is not yet here. That there I could see that it might be able to be to shift from one to the other. So I thought again, a siwa that the Rabban learns that Cheskes Marakama is a chazaka kamaisa rather than hamaisi mechaveri olav haraya. So the emes is. Could be it's not so poshut. Because there's a chazanish. It's the shiur I sent you from Rav Ozer. He talks about this chazanish. Just in that ois dalad. It's good to look at that ois dalad over there. How he brings all the marmukhemis. But you can see there's a chazanish in several places. The chazanish says, it's the Yadu, this is the famous chazanish. The chazanish said, you saw him, what's pshat in Amaitzim Chorel of Araya? Poshut pshat is Amaitzim Chorel. Who's the muksuk? Who's the muksuk that Amitzim Chorel of Araya? So Pasha Pshat is, the muksuk is the guy that the money is in his pocket. So Chazani said, that's not the pshat. That's not what it means. That's not what it means, Amitzim. That's not what it means to be the muksuk. The muksuk is usually the guy that the money in his pocket, but not always. Said the Chazani, the definition of Maybe I'll start a step back for a second. What about the art Gdolei Achrayim hold that Cheskes Marakama is not a Chazaka Kamaisa, it's a din of Hamaisa Mechmer Elarai, it's a Cheskes Mam. The Ksois holds though, it's Machalik Spam, it's the Ksois and the Kuntus Sekas. And as I said before, like everybody else is implicated in this Machalik, the Kvega, the Shmaitse, everybody, Shimon. But Bam is the Machalik, the Ksois and his brother. The Ksois says that Cheskes Marakama is a Cheskes Mam, and the Kuntus Sekas takes the other side, really, that is a chazaka kamaisa, which we're saying is the what it says in Rambam. The Felix Sois and his school of thought that cheskes marakama is a cheskes mamon. How do I understand that? Why is it? Why is the marakama the guy who has the cheskes mamon? The karka is not in his pocket. The karka was his yesterday. We know that the karka was his. Why does that make it that the karka is in his pocket? Because he claims that it's his. The Masik also claims that it's his. Because it was his yesterday. What does that have to do with today? Except in the realm of Chazaka Kamaisa. But in the realm of Cheskes Mamon, what does that have to do with? What does it even mean? What's the ivitaych of this of the sheet of the Ksois? Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon holds very strong like the Ksois. He has Rias. That it's not a Cheskes Issur, it's a Cheskes Mamon. What do the words even mean? Like with what is it a with what this is what Rav Ozer talks about in that and he uses this chazanish to explain it. What does it mean? So there's a chazanish. Chazanish does not talk about this nekuda, but there's a chazanish that bears on this. The chazanish said that the pshat and hamaisa mechaver lo v'raya is not the kula is a principle that if the money's in my pocket you need a raya. If somebody else needs it, you need a raya to take it away from me. Rather, the definition of Hamaitz Mechaber Levaraya, or the definition of Cheskes Mamon, what gives you a Cheskes Mamon, is that the simple presumption, the way the Matzav looks to an onlooker who doesn't investigate it any deeper, the immediate presumption is that it's your money. Like a lot of things, we have a halacha, and it takes many forms. We have this idea that some things we don't investigate. We don't go back to, in other words, philosophers in the 16th century that started to wonder, you know, maybe we don't even exist. Like, how can we know anything philosophy? Maybe we don't even exist. Like the modern version is like maybe we're all in, you know, some kind of cyber reality. But in Descartes already was, you know, they had this. Maybe we don't even exist. Let's go back to square one. Maybe we're not. Maybe we don't exist. Like in halacha, we have a principle. We don't go back to square one. Some things are things that we take for granted. We don't reinvestigate them. So the muscle, you have a concept. It's not mamash what the Chazmish is talking about, but just it's relevant to other things also. There's a Gemara. Gemara says, let's say you have. I mentioned this stuff to a few guys recently in a different context. Gemara says, let's say you have a woman. She moves into town with her baby, and everybody knows this is her baby. And she goes to the baby goes to school. He grows up, and then now he's a grown man. And then one day, Adam come. He was bal imay. So we give them skilo. So the Gemara says, one second. Why don't we say maybe it's not her baby? You know, she came here 20 years ago with a baby. We don't have any hospital records. Nobody saw the birth take place. Maybe it's not her baby. Maybe it's not her son. So the Gemara says, no, there's no such thing. Cycling out of chazak. We assume for 20 years. We assume that it's her baby. We don't revisit that every time we have it in time. That's how we already now take it for granted. Now, that's a different principle of halacha. But you see, such a kind of idea that things that we take for granted, we don't reopen all the time. Here it's a different word. There it's because it was over time. It doesn't need 20 years, then. It takes 30 days. 30 days is a concept of yuchsuk. But that's what it's called, yuchsuk. But in a similar, not exactly the same, but in a similar vein, Chazni says, when we look at a certain situation, and it looks to us like that this money is yours, without investigating any further, just that's how the situation presents itself to us, then that's called that you have the cheskes mam. And if somebody wants to be mechadish that it's not true, all of our right. So 9 times out of 10, it means because the money's in your pocket. The money's in your pocket, so that creates a presumption. We look at this, we don't know, maybe it's not yours, maybe you borrowed it. Could be people borrow money. But the simple, naive assumption is that it's your money. Somebody wants to be mechadish, no, it's money you owe to somebody else. All of law be right. That's how the Chazon Ish explains the idea of amaytzi mechadish, all of right. Chazon Ish rise to this. He brings in the sugya of Nichsi Rebbe Basisim, which we'll have later on, about a karka that is. The simple assumption was that it was sold, and then somebody wants to mechadish, no, it wasn't. This was called Basisim, it wasn't really Basisim. And it seems to emerge from that Gemara also such an idea that since our naive assumption was that it was sold, you want to be mechadish, not. So the one who wants to say a chiddush is all of Lavi Rai. Chazon Ish says that's the pshat in Amaytzim Chareva Rai. The person who it looks to us is the owner of the money. So it's all of Lahavi Raya. I think maybe you could read this into. I think this Takel of Shad is a Taisus Rosh in the beginning of Messiah, which I quote all the time. I quoted many. I think I'm sure I've quoted it this month even. Last month for sure, where the Taisus Rosh says by Shlaim Eichs Metalis. So you know Shlaim say Yisoyv. Why do you say Shlaim Eichs Metalis Yachayku? Why not called Dolan Vash? Why is it different than the Ahu Arba that we have in Cheskes Sabbatim, Lamadala, that they say called the Lungvar? So Taisir Rosh, a lot of Rishonim say, because Eichsen, by Eichsen you say Yachleku. So Taisir and Bamasir, Taisir rather in Cheskes Sabbatim and the Taisir, and the Rosh and Bamasir and the Taisir Rosh, they all say, the Nusuch they say is that it's Kilo and Yoidim Shushalai. Since it's Eichsen and the Talis, Kilo and Yoidim Shushalai. So you could learn, it's like Bederech Hechocha, Achzukin is because of Musulim Achzukin, and those kind of real Hechochas. But the problem is that the Rishayim say it by Manash Lishi also. Reuben and Shimon both gave both deposited money by Levi, one $100, the other one $200. Each one says it's $200. So the din is the $100 that they're arguing over is Yachaiku. Why Yachaiku? We're not called on Gvar. So the same Rishayim who say that the reason why you say Yachaiku and not called on Gvar is because they're Muxokim by. So they say that they're also their muchzokabai, since the Levi is holding it on their behalf, so they're muchzokabai. There's no hechacha that it's 50-50. On the contrary, one thing we know for sure, that it's really not 50-50. And nonetheless, we say, since they're eichsen together in the money, so we divide it because eichsen has a din of, because they're staying muchzokabai. That's it. Rechayim ask, what's going on? By Manash Tishi, how can there be a hechacha that is 50-50? Paket. The fact is that it's not 50-50. So there the Tosfos Rosh has this important lesson. That he says by shneim oichsen by he says kol dov shu biyadodim yesh lanu lachshav shu shalai. And I think what he's saying is yesh lanu lachshav. That means there's no hechacha. It's not b'derech haychacha. Very often there's not a haychacha. Even by Goydus, for example, there's certainly no haychacha. And yet, two people come with the behema, would you also say haychacha? It's Goydus. Where's the haychacha? There it's not a haychacha. You want to take it away from a Murakama, it's not good enough. It's Goydus. But here we're not looking to take away from a Murakama. We just want to know, how do we look at the situation? Says the A person who doesn't know anything just looks at the matzav without investigating any of the potim. It looks, the appearance that it presents is that it's shalai. I think it's very similar to the, maybe identical with what the Chazon Ish is saying. If you're holding on to something, even when it's not a hechach, like by Goydrus, it's not a hechach. But somebody looks at a person riding an animal, this naive assumption is that it's his animal. Anything otherwise is a chiddush. Hamaisim chaver olav araya. The Chazon Ish translates that to mean you want to say a chiddush, you have to bring a raya. Just like in learning, you want to say a chiddush, you have to bring a raya. You want to say a chiddush that it's not his animal. That's a chiddush. The naive assumption is that it looks like it's his animal. Olav lahavi raya. And apparently, even my Maimon Shlishi, there it's a little bit harder to understand. Somehow, since Levi's holding it for both of them, so we look at it that kilu. The simple assumption is that it's the naive assumption without knowing anything is that it belongs to Reuben and Shimon because we know Levi's holding it for Reuben and Shimon. Can't sell it without Reuben's permission. He can't sell it without Shimon's permission. He's holding it for Reuben and Shimon. So yes, lenu lachshu that it belongs to Reuben and Shimon. Yeah, here's a little bit more difficult because we know for a fact it does not belong to Reuben and Shimon both. So it's still not 100% so clear by Maimon Shlishi. But al kaponim, the lashon of the Teisa Rosh, I think, is very reminiscent of this. Sounds very much like this Chazon Ish. Anyway, this is the side of the Chazon Ish. Rav is very fond of this side also. So I thought that if you say like the Chazon Ish, then it's no longer so muchloch in the Ramban that. Oh, so wait a second. So that's the Chazon Ish. Ad kan devei Chazon Ish. So Rav Eisen says, that's part of the Ksois. That Cheskes Marakama is a Cheskes Mammon. Why is it a cheskes moment? The karka is not in the Murakama's pocket. So with what is it a cheskes moment? It sounds more like a chazaka kamaisa. So Rabbi Yisrael said with the Chazon Ish, we could understand that it is a cheskes moment. Because cheskes moment means, what's the naive assumption? What before anybody opens up their mouth, what does it look like to us? It always looks to us like the karka belongs to the person, to the Murakama. That's the... Them is, it's not so far away from Chazaka Kamaisa. But Chazaka Kamaisa is a concept in Isurim. That's really part of the idea of it. The Chazaka Kamaisa is a concept in Isurim. It's not a concept in Mominus. In Mominus, the concept is the Muxuk is the person to whom it seems to us. The Muxuk is who is the person who carries the label Yeshtonu Lachsuf Shushalom. So the person who up till now we thought owns the karka, he's the one that yesh lanu lachsuf shushalav. So mele, he's called the muchs. He has the cheskes moment, and I'm meitzim mechaber all of arayim. You want to be mechadish that it's not the marakam's moment. The yesh lanu lachsuf, the hanocha pshuto, like by Barsisan, the hanocha pshuto is that it is the marakam's. You want to say that it's not the marakam's? That's all of lavi right. It's different than. It's very close already to Chazaka Kamais, as I said, but it's different. Chazaka Kamais is a specific halacha that you have by Yisur. It may not apply to Mominus at all. It's a chiddush to apply the whole idea that Chazaka Kam, the Kintus Seikus holds that it does. The Kintus Seikus holds Chesed Marakam applies to Mominus, thinks that this concept of Chazaka, which is a concept that we have in Yisurim, carries over to Mominus. That's a chiddush to carry it over to Mominus. Could be that it doesn't carry over to Mominus. And this idea of Yeshlanu Lachshev is not always because it was mine yesterday. In this particular case, the Yeshlanu Lachshev is because the karka was mine yesterday, so Yeshlanu Lachshev that it's mine today. You have Cheskes Moment that has nothing to do with the fact that it was mine yesterday. By Nichsid Veresisan, the Cheskes Moment, the Yeshlanu Lachshev comes from other considerations. You know, it's just the Yeshlanu. What's the before? What is it? How does it present itself to Beit? How does this thing present itself to us? It presents itself to us that the karka belongs to the Marakama. The chiddush is to say that. And that's all. So therefore, the Marakama is considered to be the one who has the cheskas moment. If that's the case, then maybe Lo'olim we could say, maybe the Ksois agrees that Hamotzi Mechavel, that Cheskes Merakama is a Cheskes moment, like the Ksois, not like the Kuntus Osvekis. I have this Cheskes moment, so Hamotzi Mechavel of a Raya, so what does Gimel Poma give me? Gimel Poma is not a Raya. If once is not a Raya, then three times is not a Raya. Maybe once is a Raya, that's Robo. Once is a Raya. But if you hold it once and not a Raya, how does three times become a Raya? The answer is, it's not not a Raya. You want to be Mitzi from a Muchsuk, you need a Raya. But the concept of Muchsuk is the person that's Yeslan Olach Shuv Shushalot. So you want to be Mitzi in one fell swoop. You have to bring a Raya. But there's a different way to undermine Cheskes, to take away from a Murakama. And that's by undermining his being a Murakama. So just like Lefi the Kuntzus HaSfeikas, that it's a Chazoka Kamaisa. So then we understood the Ramban. If it's a Chazoka Kamaisa, since it was his yesterday, it's probably his today. Chazoka Kamaisa. So three times could undermine that. All of a sudden, we know with the three times could undermine that. Just like a Tam. Yesterday was a Tam. Probably he's a Tam today. But if he was in Minageach three times, we stop thinking that he's a Tam. So we can say, Al Derech Zeh with Cheskes Moment. We had a certain presumption that he's a Marakama. Why do we have that presumption? Why do we have a Yeshlan Alachshad? Because that's the naive assumption, because yesterday was the owner, so probably today is the owner. Again, we're not going to use the word Chazoka Kamaisa, because Lefi L'Ksois Chazoka Kamaisa is reserved to Yisurim. This is a different concept by Momenis, this concept by Momenis is not always because it was mine yesterday. Sometimes it's for other reasons. But in this particular case, the Yeshlan Alachshad is because since it was mine yesterday, Yeshlan Alachshad, that nothing changed. So Yeshlan Alachshad, that is my, so that makes me the Muchsuk. But that could be undermined. If this simple presumption that it was mine yesterday keeps flying in the face of the facts, keeps flying in the face of the Achilles and the Middle of Michas. So after a while, the presumption erodes. So maybe we could read that into the. What I want to be Rabbi Yechi here is I want to be that I can. I want to be that we could be Mekayim the Ramban, even Lefi the Ktsois and Rav Shimon, those Achrayim who hold that Cheskes Merakama is not a Chazoka Kamaisa like they have by Yisurim. It's the regular din of Hamotzi Mechavel of Araya, but that seems to be against the Ramban. But now, in the light of the Chazon Ish softens this. He lessens the distance between Chazoka Kamais that we have by Yisurim and Hamotzi Mechavel of Araya that we have by Mamonos. They're not identical, like I said, they're not identical. Chazoka Kamais might be reserved for Yisurim, and Chazoka Kamais is only because I know for a fact this was this way yesterday, so there's a Chazoka that is that way today. It's not a general assumption by Yisurim that I look at the naive assumption. No, there's no din by Yisurim that if the naive assumption is that the pot is kosher, then all of Lahavi Raya that the pot is true, that the pot of food is straight. There's no such thing. You know, that's we have a concept of chazok. There it's very limited and specific. It's a technical halacha. If it was kosher, yes. If it was kosher an hour ago, then there's a chazoka that it became kosher now, and then it, you know, then the chazoka could be via the sofik. By Mamonis, it's that may be specific to Yisurim. It may not even apply to Mamonis. By Mamonis, it's a different and more broad principle. But in this particular case, there's sort of an overlap. It's an idea that the person who it looks like it's his, he's called the muchsuk. He has the cheskes moment. The person that it b'pshuta it's his. You want to say not so all of lavi raya. So when it's in your pocket, so that's why b'pshuta is yours. But by the marakama, it's also b'pshuta his, because stum it's his. You look at a karka that the last 10 years has belonged to the marakama. You look at it, you assume that it's old McDonald's farm. It was his farm yesterday. It's his farm today. It's not because of the chazok kamaisa per se, but because that's the hanocha b'pshuta. You want him chadash otherwise. So all of lavi raya. So Mela says there. So now I could reinterpret the Ramban, or render it into this kind of language. But the Ramban's kasha was the Ramban thought that the way Cheskes Mishonim works is that it's a raya. A raya happens in one fell swoop. A raya is not incremental. Either you have a raya, you don't have a raya. So like as the Ritva elaborates over here, if you have a raya, then once is a raya, and if once is not a raya, then three times is not a raya. Becoming b'derech raya, you want to be mechadish that you want to be mitzi from a muchsuk. You have to bring a raya. Where's the raya? If once is not a raya, three times is not a raya. The answer is, I'm not coming in one fell swoop to be mitzi with the raya. I'm coming incrementally to weaken the presumption that the karka is the merakamas. And if I weaken that presumption, then he stops being the muksuk. And if he stops being the muksuk, then I can be machzik. Based on something else, I mentioned at the end of the week list, at the end of Shia list on Thursday. It's moving in the Gemara that you need to be mitzi karka from a marakama with Chesed Gimel Shalom, you need a taina. It's a Mishnah, right in the Gemara, it's a Mishnah. Kol chazok, sheinim a taina, in a chazok. Rashi really says, like Chesed Gimel Shalom and Cheskas Shtamshus. What about Cheskas Metaltalim? I have a jacket. You, the Murakama, in my jacket, and now today I'm wearing the jacket. I say it's my jacket. But do I need a taina? The Murakama comes and says that I have this nice jacket. The Murakama comes. Who's it from? Baggio. So Mr. Baggio comes and says, "I never sold you the jacket. So I win. But do I have the taina? What if I say to Mr. Baggio, loy odonimcha?" So the choices of Dovah Pashat, Devadi need a taina. That's the Mishnah. Kol chazoka she'enim a taina. You have to have every chazoka needs a taina. Why should Cheskas Metaltalin be privileged compared to Cheskas Kagoyis? Cheskas needs a taina, so Cheskas Metaltalin needs a taina as well. Rabbeinu Yoina, in our sugya, B'teich HaDvarim, Rabbeinu Yoina says otherwise. Rabbeinu Yoina says Cheskas Metaltalin does not need a taina, and he says two reasons. He says, it's the Dibur Maslu Parkinon in Rabbeinu Yoina. A few lines there. How come in Metaltalin we don't say that you have to have a taina? Elarayim becheskes katof v'spem afal pi she'enim atvis a taina. By Metaltalin belongs to the toughest, even though he doesn't taina. He assumes a double push it. I don't know where he got the pshitas from. The Ksais assumes to go the Pashat the other way. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, by Metaltalin Nevad, you don't need a taina. Why not? There's two reasons. Hosam, Lefi Shekvar Yotze Mishus HaRishayin Sha'arei Zet Tofus Behem. Number one, by Metaltalin, you're Tofus. You have a Tfisa. Karka, there's no Tfisa on Karka. Roid, Ve'achzuk Yenish Began B'lei Machzikinon. This is the Rabbi Yehuda that Ches Metaltalin has to do with Ve'achzuk Yenish Began B'lei Machzikinon. So both of Rabbeinu's explanations, they need an explanation. The first thing he says is by metaltalin, since you're a tofus, so you don't need a taina. So what if you're a tofus? Tfisa by itself is not enough. By goydus, you're also a tofus. It's not enough. You need the hechacha of kol mashtachas yadar reishalei, which you don't have by goydus. So you have to come on to the chazaka to call mashtachas yadar reishalei. So why don't you need a taina? The same as karka. What does it matter? Okay, it happened. Yeah, I guess it's true. Here you happen to be a tofus, but you're not zoicha with the tfisa. You're zoicha with the chazaka kol mashtachas yadar reishalei. So the tfisa itself is not what you're zoicha with. So why does the tfisa obviate the need for a taina? And what's the second reason? Here you don't need a taina because it's a chazok kol mashtachas yadar reishalei because a chazok yinish began v'loy machzikina. So what is that? It's a chacha that it's yours. So by gimel shalom you also have a chacha that it's yours. By karka, by chesed gimel shalom you also have a chacha that it's yours. But a chacha is not enough without a taina. So what is he saying by metaltalin? By metaltalin you don't have to have a taina because there's a chazok kol mashtachas yadar reishalei because a chazok yinish began v'loy machzikina. So what is that? It's a raya. So why is that more raya than chesed gimel shalom? Chesed gimel shalom is also a raya. Just like by Ches Gimel Shalom, you can have a raya from today till tomorrow. You have a raya, midolim micha gimel palim. It's a raya that the karka is yours, but you have to taina. That's the Mishnah. Kol chazal kajenim. You have to taina also to boot. So why the same thing by metaltalin? Fine, you have a raya. Chesukinish begadim nusul loy machzikinon. You have a raya. The metaltalin are yours. Why is that a reason why you have to taina? chatan of any yoin is with this chazanish. The difference is that by karka, of course you have a raya. You have a raya. The raya is mitzi from the musuk. Meaning, the simple hanocha that it belongs to the marakam. Now you're coming with the hechacha to be mitzi from the marakam. You have a good hechacha. Gimel Shanim is a good hechacha. A year went by, 2 years went by, 3 years went by. It's a hechacha. We call it derech rabba. It's a hechacha. However you learn the word, let's say like rabba, that it's b'derech hechacha. I'm not going out with hol chayi. Yeah, the Emes Gemara says even Hol Chayushim Emes you need a taina. That's good for what the Gemara is mechadish. Gemara thinks not. We'll come back to that. But our kapanim. We start talking about why the Hol Chayushim need a taina. But let's keep it simple. Talk about Rava. Point to Rava. You come in with a raya. A raya. You can have a raya. A raya is very nice. It's a nice thing to have. With the raya, you can be made from a Muslim. But only together with the time. By metaltalin, I think Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, this pshat is not that you're coming to be mitzi from the muhsuk with the raya. By metaltalin, you're the muhsuk. You're the muhsuk. The marakam is coming to be mitzi from you. That's the difference. By karka, the marakam is the muhsuk, but you have a hechacha to be mitzi from him. But without a taina, the hechacha is not enough to be mitzi from the marakam. I'll explain it in a second, but let me just say the chiluk. So you to be mitzi from a muhsuk, you need two things: a raya, a mitzi chel of haraya, but the raya has to also come with a taina. You can have a raya without a taina, you can't be mitzi from a muhsuk. But then there's a different kind of case where you're the muhsuk. You're not mitzi from the muhsuk with the raya. You're the muhsuk. If you're the muhsuk, then you don't need a taina. You don't need a taina. It's like you have money in your pocket and a guy comes and he says, you owe me the money. So you say, loya, 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 shivcha dover. You're the muhsuk. Could be kishlap you're based in, and there is a halacha that maybe if you don't, even if you're, it's a parenthetic, even when you're in the muhsuk, I have money in my pocket and somebody comes to me and he says, you owe me money, you owe me $100. So in a way, I do have to answer him. Meaning, he can take me to Beis Din, and he can try to bring, and he can take me to Beis Din, and he can bring Raya's, and I have to answer him. And even if he has no Raya's, I have to answer him. If he wants me to come to Beis Din, I have to answer him. But we're not going to take it away from me. The difference is, if I don't answer him, a guy comes to me, I owe you, the time is buried, I owe you money, and I say to him, buzz off. I don't want to talk to you. I don't lose the money. Maximum, he can go to Beis Din and he can say, this guy's not coming, that doesn't want to, and Beis Din could be mazmi to a dentaira. And if I don't come, Beis Din will put up an announcement in shul, they shouldn't give me an alias, they'll put me into shamta. But there could be consequences. If somebody wants to take you to a dentaira, you have to respond. But you don't lose the money. Because you're in the muhsuk. A muhsuk, as far as the money is concerned, he doesn't have to have a, even if he doesn't tine anything, he doesn't lose the money. But if you want to be mitzi from a muhsuk, then it's not enough to have a raya. To gain the money from the muhsuk, you have to have a raya and a taina. Without a taina, we don't give you the money. So I think what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is, by metaltalin, for two reasons that he goes on to explain, but he says, by metaltalin, when you are holding metaltalin, even though there's a marakama, we don't say, well, you're being mitzi from the marakama with the raya. And there may be a marakama, but right now you're the muhsuk. The marakama wants to be mitzi from you. You're the muhsuk. For that, you don't need a taina from you. Why is that so? Why by metaltalin do we say you're the muhsuk, and by karka we say, no, you're not the muhsuk, you're just the guy who has a raya to be mitzi from a muhsuk? So there's two distinctions. He says by metaltalin, it's not only that you have a hechacha, you're also tofus. When you're holding on to metaltalin, b'derech hechacha, you have a tfisa, but the tfisa is together with a hechacha, because it's a tfisa muchachas, not geiders, it's a tfisa muchachas. A tfisa with a tfisa muchachas makes you a muhsuk. It's not merely a raya to be mitzi from a muhsuk. A tfisa muchachas makes you the muhsuk. By chesed gimel shonim, by karka, you're not a tofus. There's no tfisa. So you're just coming with the raya. You're coming to Beis Din with the raya. But you don't have a tefis on the karka. You have a chacham midlamicha. The guy was shaysik. I was working in the field and he was shaysik. So I have a raya. But the raya doesn't make me into a muksuk. It's just a chacham. But the muksuk is the last person. The muksuk is still the marakama. So I can be mitzvah with the marakama with the raya midlamicha. But for that, you have to time. That's the first chiluk in Rabbeinu Yoni. And then Rabbeinu Yoni says another chiluk va'oid achzuk yinish b'kaz musulay mechzikino. Oh, yes. What do you mean? Achzukin ish b'gaz musulay mechzikin. Okay, fine. That's a raya. Gimel Shalom is also a raya. Why is one raya better than the other raya? The answer is, it's more than a raya. Achzukin ish b'gaz musulay mechzikin means, when I see somebody holding something, I don't see gezel. I see a person holding metalton. I see a guy wearing a jacket. A naive onlooker, you see a person holding a briefcase, holding a... You don't see a gazlan. You see a bailon. That's the hanocha pshuta. The hanocha pshuta is that people are not gazlonim. Unless you live in some conspiracy theory kind of world. But for most sane people, the hanocha pshuta is that people are not walking around, people are not gazlonim. So when I see a person with wearing a jacket, the hanocha pshuta is that it's his jacket. It's not just a hechocha. It's not just a raya. That's the hanocha pshuta, that people aren't gazlonim, and we look at people wearing things and we see that it's there. That's... So now the Marakamo is coming to be Maisi from you. So for that, you don't have to tie that, you went without a time. That already you went without a time. Yeah, by Goydus, you don't even have that. By Goydus, there is no Absolute Yunus, because the Lusulim Mechsekinon. So, because Meilai, Minashayo Asli. So by Goydus, we don't have that. We don't see you. We don't. By Goydris, the naive assumption is still that it belongs to the Marakama. But by regular metaltalin, where the Tfisu Mechachas, the word is Tfisu Mechachas is not just a riot. Tfisu Mechachas, well, his first answer is Tfisu Mechachas is not just a riot. And the second answer is Achzukinish because Musulay Machzukin is not just a riot. It's that we don't see people as, because we don't see people as Gazlanim, so the Hanoch HaPshut is that the person who's holding it is belongs to him. By karka, it's b'derech echocha. Why was the guy shaysik one time, two times, three times? Why was he shaysik? It's a raya that he sold the field to me. But that's not yet. It's a good echocha. It's a very good echocha. But it doesn't rise to the level that hanocha l'pshuta all of a sudden becomes that you're not coming to be mechadish anything. You're coming to be mechadish that it's not the merkamis anymore. Hamaytz mechaber of a raya. So you happen to have a raya. Fine, you have a raya. A raya is not enough to without a taina. Yeah, well, that's the main thing I want to move on. So the main thing I want to be with this chaznish. The main thing is to mekayim that there's still light. That the oil, and we can look at everything from the vantage point. That cheskes marakama is not a cheskes sisa. Not a cheskes sisa. It's a mitzvah mechaber el haraya. But with the chaznish's understanding of a mitzvah mechaber el haraya, we could still be mekayim the Ramban and. I think it sheds light on this Rabbeinu Yoni about Cheskes and Tanu. Why does Cheskes and Tanu not need to have a time? Okay. Good. I want to tomorrow, Mr. Shemos, we have to go on to Machosh Lebefonov, and also the Tesis. We can do the Tesis in here.